This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. In North America, over the last month, there have been four incidents involving trains pulling tankers of oil. The Canadian government has proposed tougher tank car standards for the second time in 2 years, and U.S. rules are due out in a couple months. From Washington, Marketplace's Scott Tong reports.
The U.S. and Canada coordinate on rail safety, so Washington is watching Ottawa's plans closely. The big proposal deals with tank cars. Thicker steel walls would be required, plus shields on top, and a layer of thermal jacket protection on the outside in case of fire. Chris Barkin studies rail transport at the University of Illinois.
All of these elements of the car's design are going to serve to make it much less likely to overheat and suffer a thermal tear.
Thinner-walled cars were blamed for a Quebec disaster 2 years ago, killing 47 people. Of the cars that derailed, 94% spilled oil that burned. Canada plans a 10-year phase-in of the new tank cars. Grady Cawthon is a former U.S. railway regulator.
Much shorter deadlines have been proposed to the extent of maybe 2 years, which is probably too quick. 10 years sounds to me to be an awfully long time.
New U.S. rules are due in May. In Washington, I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.